Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. This podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. Please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com.
LeithCars.com, 0 to 60, with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
German automaker Audi began using the word Avant back in 1977 to describe what we would call a wagon. And one wagon in particular, the RS6 Avant, had been, until 2020, unavailable in the U.S. Now, for well-heeled enthusiasts, the new Audi RS6 Avant is on our shores. And joining me on this edition of Zero to 60 TV is a good friend of LeithCars.com. In fact, you may have seen him behind the Wheels of Steel in our recent Jingle Bells video. He's a music producer and a huge car enthusiast, Mr. Justin Pelham.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite, Mark.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for coming on board, man. We got a sweet ride here we're going to check out. We're going to show you, Justin and I, six things you need to know about this new Audi RS6 Avant.
Now, Avant is the word that Audi uses to describe its sport wagons. So if you're in the UK, they call them estate cars. Here in North America, we used to call them station wagons, but Audi decided to use the French word Avant to describe a design that's forward-thinking or ahead of its time, as in avant-garde.
The RS that you see on the tailgate and the front grille of the Audi RS6 Avant stands for Rennsport in German. Now, RS is the top-tier high-performance vehicle line from Audi. And Rennsport translates to racing sport because the Audi RS6 Avant is definitely a car that you can take to a track day at VIR.
The RS6 Avant is powered by a 32-valve, double overhead cam, aluminum 4-liter V8, which pumps out a whopping 591 horsepower and 590 foot-pounds of torque. It'll slingshot you from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds and top out at a blistering 192 miles per hour if you opt for the ceramic brakes.
Speaking of brakes, the RS6 Avant needs some pretty beefy shoes to haul you back down to a safe stop. So it does it with the help of these whopping 17.3-inch rotors you see here on the front wheels behind this massive 22-inch 5 V-spoke trapezoidal cast aluminum wheel. And those ceramic brakes that Justin mentioned, yeah, this car's got them.
The RS6 Avant has laser headlights. In fact, when you pop the hood, you'll actually see a label warning you not to stare directly into the laser. Oh, and by the way, laser stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Now, besides all that power you got up front and the power being put down to all four wheels, part of that Audi Quattro all-wheel drive system, at the end of the day, the RS6 Avant is a wagon. But to help keep you from slinging the milk when you mash down on the go pedal, Audi has actually put grocery bag hooks in the back of the RS6 Avant. Just hook your grocery bag on there, and that way you won't have anything sliding around the cargo area. And speaking of cargo, would you believe that the RS6 Avant actually has more rear cargo space with the rear seats folded up or down than the Audi Q5 SUV? In fact, in the RS6 Avant with the rear seats up, you got 30 cubic feet of cargo area. The Q5 has 25.8 cubic feet.
Of course, the RS6 Avant is an incredible car, packed full of amazing features well beyond the 60 we already talked about. So I'm gonna walk you through a few of my personal faves. Now, being a musician and a music producer myself, the sound system is super important to me. So one cool thing about this car is the Bang & Olufsen sound system that it comes with. Check out what happens when I turn it on. See how the tweeters rise up out of the dash? This car brings the show. As you can see, this car has tons of great tech, like Audi's virtual cockpit, which is basically a full screen gauge cluster that allows you to see all the vitals for the car. And you can even do cool things like view the navigation screen full screen right in front of you. However, if you do choose to use the center console for navigation, you can do that as well by clicking this button. And one really neat feature and use for this second screen down here is that you can actually use it to handwrite out your destination for wherever you want to go.
A-U-D-I-C-A-R-Y.
Super cool, right? Another great feature that I like in this car is Audi Drive Select. So one of the reasons you buy this car is because of its performance, right? So Audi Drive Select has three settings: comfort, auto, and my personal favorite, dynamic. So not only does it make the car more aggressive, but it makes the car louder. As a musician, I definitely like the way this car sings. So those are just a few of my favorite things about this car.
Go to AudiRaleigh.com or AudiCarry.com to learn more about the RS6 Avant.
0-60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.